Courage. I'm Angela Schroeder, your host, and we are excited to talk about and tell stories of courage. I'm excited to have Edward with me here today, one of my favorite people. So thanks for being here with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
If you are new to the show, we just like to tell stories, stories of courage, stories of business ownership, stories of facing fears and what we're doing in our lives to lead ourselves well. And so we're going to jump right in. And instead of me giving you an intro, I'll tell how we met. And then you can tell us your story of how you got to where you are today and whatever parts of that you want to share. So if you are joining us on Facebook, make sure that you leave us a comment, say hello, and ask us some questions as well. So I met Edward maybe almost I guess over a year ago. So he was part of a great green industry community that I was helping with and to build and came to some of our, so met on Zoom and got to be part of that great community. And then Edward traveled to Omaha to two of our events that we did. So I love that you invested in yourself. We'll talk more about that. And you have been one of my biggest cheerleaders as I have embarked on this new chapter of Edward at one of our last events. He's like, "Hey, it's time for you to step out of the shadows." And I sure did so in a big way. That little whisper led to big things. So I'll forever be grateful.
You did a great job. I'm proud of
Okay,
you.
so tell us a little bit about you and your story.
A little bit about me. I grew up in a small town. A good farm kid. Spent summers on my uncle's farm. Never thought of owning a business. I always thought I'd work for somebody else for the rest of my life, and I had the courage to start my own business. And I have a lovely wife and four kids, and my wife is my biggest cheerleader, and she encouraged me to do it, and I did it. And yeah, it takes a lot of courage to run a business. There's a lot to it.
It sure does.
We started our business back in 2015, and
Okay.
ever since then, it's been a wonderful journey, and I couldn't ask for anything else.
And so tell me about how that started. Like, what led you into that decision of, okay, it's time for business ownership and to start the business that you're in? How did you decide to get in the green industry?
Actually, it was basically by chance. I was working for a construction company, and I was gone a lot. I was over the road. I was a foreman for a road construction company, so the roads aren't always broken in your backyard, so you got to go where the roads are broken. So that meant a lot of travel. With four kids, I was done traveling, and a friend of mine had reached out at the right time. And he owned a mowing and fertilizing business, and he called me and asked if I wanted to take over his mowing. So I said, absolutely, let's do something different. I had never mowed commercially before. I mean, I'd mowed my own lawn and enjoyed doing it. So I thought, why not? Let's try it. So we did that, and I haven't looked back since. It's been a great journey.
Just take the leap. I love it. Did it feel like, what did that feel like at the time? Like, I don't have a plan B, or you just were excited to jump all in?
I was excited. I was nervous in the beginning. I mean, it took a lot to convince my wife, like, hey, we got to drop all this money on a truck and a mower and trailers, and we were actually on vacation. We were headed to the Black Hills on vacation for family vacation, and she said, let's do it. So we had a lot of time to talk about it on the way out to South Dakota, and we decided we were just going to take the leap and do it. It's not something that's an easy decision, but it was something that we were comfortable doing.
Awesome. And tell me about what that has done once you've done that for your family, being like taking ownership of
Owning your own
your life.
business allows you the ability to have a flexible schedule. I can tell you that I work more now that I own a business than I did for
Yeah,
someone.
That's for sure.
It's not a 9 to 5. It's whenever you're needed. And we do snow removal also. So that's overnights. And, you know, whenever we go, we need to go. So it's been difficult on that sense, on a family aspect. But it has allowed me a whole lot more time to spend at my kids' events, be more involved with them, actually have a life where I'm home. I go back to my shop at the end of the day and I get to spend time with my family instead of being on the road and just talking to them on the phone.
Yeah. I, like you said, I work more now, but like you said, you do most of the time have the freedom to design it. You guys have had a heck of a lot of snow this year.
We have. And we're supposed to get another 4 to 6 inches Thursday and Friday. So
no, I mean, yay for you.
Yeah, yay. That's good. No, we're excited. We've had a lot of snow and it's been a good winter for business. So I can't complain at all. I mean, we're almost at record level for snow. So it's been a good year.
That's awesome. It does mean that you're working hard, but it also means the business is good. My daughter says sometimes about running a business of, to me, it's different how she's seen it at different ages. And I say, a lot as my kids are in a path of like deciding what they want to do with their lives, that kids that are raised with an entrepreneurial parent or someone that owns a business, I think it's hard for them to see a different way of working for someone else, right? Because that's the life that they see. And so if they're like, well, I wonder what I want to do, because I don't want someone, you know, I like that ownership piece of it. But she says a lot, she's like, I'm not sure if you're always working or you're never working.
It's a tough thing to balance. It really
it's
is.
It's both.
Yep.
But that means she sees me having fun and enjoying work and working in the passion. What do you like best about owning a business?
What I like best about owning a business is freedom. I get to make the decisions that affect our business. Unfortunately, some of the times those decisions affect your employees. And I don't even like the word employees. The great Van Deeb, which I met at one of your events, he has taught me that your employees are your coworkers. They don't work for you. They work with you. And my guys, you know, we have a great team. And they work hard for us. And so we have to be cautious about our decisions because that affects them as well and their family. And the decisions we make could ultimately affect their employment, you know. So it's fun at the same time, but you have to make some decisions. You have to make some real decisions about what you do and you have to be careful with it.
Yeah. And like you said, such a weight that you are responsible for other people. Like we have this great freedom, but it also comes with a great responsibility of not only supporting our families, supporting ourselves, doing what we want, but you suddenly have the weight and responsibility of your team.
Yeah. And they build that trust. They build that trust with you that you're going to have the work for them to do and they're going to be able to make a living being with you. So it's a lot of weight on your shoulders, but it's a great problem to have when your business is doing well.
Yeah. And being able to, even though you have the weight of those people, right, the weight of their lives, you also have the gift of the opportunities and the impact that you can make in their lives as well.
Absolutely.
Along that journey, have there been, besides the starting, do you think there's been any other like big courageous decisions that you remember or like bridges you had to cross of facing a fear?
Facing fear. I mean, it takes a lot of money to start a business. So right from the beginning, you have to, you know, in this business, you have to buy a truck, you have to buy a snowplow, you have to buy mowers and the equipment to do the work, which costs a lot of money. And so it was a big fear. Basically, you go, you know, you can go into debt right away because nobody has that kind of money just sitting in savings waiting for your next business venture. So
yeah,
you have to get over the fear of failing and just do the job and go all in. It's a courageous decision. to start a business, because it's not just a, it's not going to work for someone else and getting a paycheck. You have to go earn that paycheck, and you have to, you're the one responsible for every dollar that comes in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say a bridge that we had to cross in the journey would be, you know, you have different milestones, and and you have to meet those milestones, and each one comes with a new set of problems. And I would say, you know, we're in that stage of our business where we have taken off so much, and the fear of growing or the fear of failing as you grow is a huge, something I never thought I'd understand as a business owner, but it's the fear of whether you grow or whether you stay stagnant.
Yeah. Dan talks about, and you heard him talk about that, Dan Plata, when he presented at the mastermind of, and that the way he presented it was different than I'd ever heard before, but so relevant, of all the stages of purgatory as you grow and scale a business. And the decision, like you said, that some business owners, and there's nothing wrong with that, people have different missions and visions for their life and their business and what they want it to look like. But that, you know, as you start a small business and then you get to this level of success that is like, okay, we're comfortable here. Like, we did it. We grew to here. And we're pretty stable, right? Like, things are going well. The numbers work out. We've like, we're making a profit. And it's the choice of, do you want to stay there? Is this where we want to be, this level of success that's kind of comfortable? Or are we willing to completely get uncomfortable again and go through the stage of purgatory that it takes to build to the next level? Because there is, as you scale, as you grow, like you said, then you get to, you know, sometimes there's, you're not make, as you grow, you're not making as much money. Your profit is a lot less as you go through those stages, or your processes aren't in place and it's a mess, or you have to work so much harder to get to the next level. And so it's a decision over and over in scales of growth. Like you said, do I want to stay right here where I'm comfortable, or do I really want to go through that purgatory that there's the possibility of failure again? It's almost like restarting the business, and just as a big a decision to that as do I want to grow? But you obviously decided, like, you're on a mission to grow the company.
We are. We're on a mission. And, you know, and my wife has always told me too, if you're comfortable, you're not growing. You know, you will never be comfortable while you grow, because it's a difficult decision to spend money in hopes that you have the customers to get that, you know, to get the work.
Yeah.
It's a gamble.
It's it's a gamble, but you're betting on yourself. So
that's right. And what better person to bet on than yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So you are in a season of great growth, not just because of the snow. So talk about that a little bit. Talk about what's made the difference in the great growth season that you're experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that has allowed us to grow is my ability to, I have a trustworthy person that runs our lawn care division. Mitch has been a godsend for our company. He came to us about 3 years ago, and he has,
I met him in at Northern Green.
Yeah. At Northern Green. Yep. Absolutely. Great guy. And he has allowed me to have more time to be in the community, and for other business owners to realize that, you know, we are a stable business. We're here to stay. We want to be in the community, and we want to give back to our community. And that, I think that has allowed us a huge growth, because we, you know, we work locally. We're not driving 60 to 80 miles one way to go to work, you know, to do the work that we do. We're local. All of our work is local, and we love to be in the community. We're forward facing. And, you know, I'm not a very front guy. Like, I don't like to be in the limelight in the front stage, but I love to go to community events and talk with other people. And I think that's one thing that has really helped us grow. And, you know, with every year we're in business comes more knowledge and more experience. And you find that leap where you're like, you really know more than you thought you did. And You become that person, you know, the go-to person. Like when somebody calls me and they only have a lawn care question, right? They, you know, they do their own lawn, they mow their own lawn, they fertilize it, whatever. But they have a question about, hey, I got this going on. I love to talk to people and I love to help them and share the experience that I have.
Oh, I love that. And you're right. The importance of getting out in your community, being present and letting them build that relationship with the person that people do business with, you know, who they know, like, and trust. And so it's not just about, you know, so much more beneficial, I think, than, there, you know, there's great marketing that's putting out there and it's the digital or the print and marketing that people see that is getting your business out there. But it's a whole different level when you are taking the time to be present, show up in your community and build relationships. And that goes a long ways.
It does. And it also shows, you know, the people in the community, you know, that they probably didn't even know you, your company existed, you know, until you get out in the community and you do some advertising, you throw some signs out, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even know we're here.
Yeah. So getting out, that awareness, developing those relationships, you get those referrals and the magic starts to happen. Well, before we go into the next thing, I'm going to talk about, we're going to tell more stories, which awesome. Is fun. So think of if you have any great business stories during the commercial break, any stories you want to share, and then we're going to tap into the value of community and what that has meant for you. So we're going into community and then we might get back to some more stories, but that is how I met you in community. And I talk about the importance of it a lot, that I really learned the importance of community in so many ways in the last year and how it's important to seek those out and seek out communities, not only of like-minded people that are places to learn, places, you know, people that are, whether it be that you're in a community of business owners and that are a great resource and a place to learn, and people that are growing too, that have that growth mindset, that want to invest in themselves and are interested in growing their business and not just staying the same. So that's one great reason to be a part of a community is surround yourself with that. Surround yourself with that energy and those people that just keep encouraging you. And you've heard me say, help you spiral up, that if you're around the people talking big, thinking big, that you're all spiraling up together. And then the value of just having people in your corner that don't just celebrate your wins, but are a place to talk about and be vulnerable of, this is what I'm going through. Here's a struggle in my business. This is how it's making me feel. That you don't have to show up and pretend that everything's, you know, okay all the time, and are a safe place to work through things as well. And such a believer in building communities and spaces for people to be a part of those things. So tell me about how that's been, tell me about that, how that's been a difference for you, how you decided to make an investment in your own personal and professional growth, and then what community has meant to you.
Right. Yeah, that's a great thing. The green industry community and how I got involved in that was, it's been amazing for me to see other business owners in your same industry have the same struggles and the same wins. And we're all going through the same thing. And some of us are in different stages of our business. So to be a part of that green industry community and to have a mentor that has been there and done that and seen it and gone through those stages of purgatory and is able to say, hey, listen, you're going to get through this. You know, this is what's next. This is what's down the road. You're doing big things. Just keep going. You know, to have a cheerleader, not only just one person, you know, like my wife is a huge cheerleader for me. She drives me to do better. But to have that community and people like you and, you know, and James Mansky, and to have those people in your corner, it's not just one person or two people like, yeah, pat you on the back and tell you to go. This is a whole industry. And I have found that the green industry in a whole is very communal. Like, they want to help each other. it's not everyone out for themselves. And to be a part of that green industry community, not only with you and James and all the other people on that Tuesday Night Live group, but I am still learning things at 48 years old. I still learn things from people that are just getting into the business, 20, 21. We just had our Tuesday night call last night, and there's a younger kid on there, Eli, who he's very inspirational. Like, I learned from Eli, and he's 21, right? He's 2 years into the business. And now here we are 7 years into the business. And I'm like, oh my God, I never thought of doing that, or, you know, to learn something from those guys. And to be a part of that community and to know that other people are going through the same struggles, I think is very refreshing. It allows you to not only share your wins, like to be proud of yourself and to be proud of others for maybe conquering the same hurdles that you have in the beginning of your business, and to help those other people get through that. It community is everything. And, you know, you were a blessing to me when you're so welcoming into that community, you and James and Randy and all the guys that were on that community. It was amazing to feel a part of something like that. And to, I didn't even know that existed. These mastermind groups, I had no idea. I thought it was just me, this little old business owner in, you know, central Minnesota. And, you know, you figure it out the way you go, and you don't have any help. You just go get it done.
Yeah. And it can feel so isolating. We talk about that, like, so isolating as a business owner, like, you're on this island, and even though your wife is a great cheerleader, there are times that you don't want to disappoint her or say, like, man, this is, or don't want to worry her, like, this is bad, this isn't good. But to be part of that, people that are going through similar things. So James Mansky was my guest on episode one, in case you're listening to this. And we talk a lot about that community and building it. If you weren't on that episode, go back and listen. And it is, like Edward said, such an incredible community. So those of you on Turfs Up Radio, if you're listening, we will post that, all the links to that and the things that James promote are on episode one. And I'll post them again, since Edward and I are talking about that. We'll make sure and put them in the show notes and in the links of this show. The Tuesday Live group is open to anyone in the green industry. It's every Tuesday night at 7:30 Central. And like Everett said, just a phenomenal group of green industry business owners. And James does a great job of offering just, like you said, teaching. Like, he's done it. He talks about lessons and offers incredible lessons specific for the green industry, like, so specific for what you guys are going through. They relate to anyone in business, but so specific for that. So you get lots of great education. And then the people that are on that are awesome. Hey, David! David's on. I can't see who the rest of the people are because they are. So if you make a comment, you got to tell us who you are, because we can't see on the StreamYard who you are. So David, thanks for being here. He's part of that Tuesday Live group. And awesome. So yeah, thanks for talking about that. But people always wonder, and I wanted to say that because you said, you're like, I thought I was just alone up here in Minnesota, and thank goodness I discovered that. And that's one of the things I want people to be aware of and create awareness of, like, where do I find community? If you're in a different industry, reach out and we'll connect you to communities that are just right for you. I do another community as well, Collaborate Live, which is really for all business owners across the country. It is more all in the home services base, but it's for any business owner. We moved that time to, it's all over my social media, but Wednesdays at 1:30 Central. Don't laugh. I'm having a really hard time with times. Not only am I, like, changing time zones constantly. So I'm in Florida right now at, I'm like, where am I? At Win the Storm at a conference. And I fly basically from here to Vegas. So that's changing a lot of time zones for Clipicon. If any of you on Turfs Up listening, I hope you're coming to Clipicon next week. So make sure and find me there. But it was also daylight savings time. Mm-hmm. And Dave on Collaborate Live is from Arizona, so they don't observe daylight savings time. So it's been a couple of days of trying to figure out. I'm like, now what time is it? Where?
That's why Dave seems so rested. He didn't have to go through daylight savings time.
No, it took him a whole day. We were traveling on Monday together to come here. We both, my flight ended up going through Denver, and we were both flying here. And all day I'm like, oh, darn it, wrong, daylight savings time. And he goes, they're getting the time wrong. He's like, I am not 3 hours different. I'm like, you are now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So I talked a little bit about live events because I'm passionate about those too. Not only being a part of community, and thank goodness for technology, and thank goodness for the blessing of COVID. I'm going to say that led to online communities, you know, that led us to create online communities, to build them, and to create resources. Before that, we didn't build those up. And because of that, we have opportunities to connect with people across the country. But those were important. But I also do believe in the importance of making an investment in yourself and coming to live events. So tell me about why you decided to come, because I'm so glad you did. And it is different, right? I've been with you every week for months, but it was different getting to hang out with you in person. So why did you make the decision to invest in yourself and come to live events?
Absolutely. It was difficult for me to invest in myself. I felt selfish if I invested in myself. I felt like I was taking time and effort away from the business if I invested in myself. And one of the best things I ever did was to sign up for the first live event and drive down to Omaha, which was like 6.5 hours, drive down to Omaha. And I spent the entire weekend in Omaha. And it's not only, you know, for the live event, it was great to be there and to meet you in person and to meet James in person and to actually, you know, be there and listen and be able to talk without being through a screen, where COVID had taught us that, you know, this is our only way to communicate. And when we could have live events again, I jumped at the opportunity. It was a great opportunity for me to get to know the people that I would speak to on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday, and to actually hang out with you and to pick your brain outside of that, you know, 1 hour a week that, we actually got together. And it was a great opportunity for me that, when you had the second event, I couldn't wait to sign up. It was an opportunity to come down and just encourage my knowledge and to, like you said, invest in myself. It was a great investment.
Yay. I'm glad you still think that. Yeah. But it is a great investment of those in person, and not only the whatever the event puts on itself. And I'm sure you think that too. So, you know, we did a lot of work to make it a great event, to make the whole experience of the structured things that went on great and educational, inspiring, to, you know, that it was worth it for the actual structured events. But as we said and talked about as the event started, that so much of it happens in the conversations at lunch, in the events at night, when you really just get to be authentic with people, do life with people, I say it, have deeper conversations, and you never know what happens in those conversations, in those moments that, one, sometimes you get ahas in those moments that are just as beneficial as something said from the stage, and that those relationships then are priceless, and you never know what connections lead to the next thing from the event. So even though, yeah, I was like, I thought you were a great person. I loved you being part of our community on a Zoom. Like you said, it was completely different than, you know, getting to know a person one-on-one and the level that you can support them, be involved in their lives, the connection, the differences that are made in conversations. So besides, I'm laughing already. I was like, besides getting to know me, I'm like, tell me about, I said that last week on Dan's show. I think it was last week. We were covering marketing and what were the best marketing investments that you ever made? And Dan and Dave are like, why are you laughing? It was just Dan and Dave and James and I on the show. And they're like, what is so funny? I'm like, I believe the best marketing that you invested in the last year was sponsoring the mastermind because you got to meet me.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't that where you met Dave and Dan? You had met them for the first time there?
So I met them for the first time. Yes. So James had been on Dan's show on Turfs Up. And so that, and Dave's on it regularly as well. And so that's why they decided, they became sponsors. James brought them in as sponsors for the event. And so that was the first time I had met them at the event. And Dan asked me to be a guest on his late night show. And then to be on, he's just like, let's have a female perspective on the afternoon show. So then I joined that. And Dave also at that time then, so it's all about relationships. I tell the story and I told it once before, but the power of showing up to one event and showing up as your authentic self and investing in relationships. We'll go down the Dan bridge more. So then I was on his show, which led to being on other Turfs Up radio shows, which then led to this, my own Turfs Up radio show. Who could have imagined, which led to getting to speak at some great conferences, including ClipperCon next week, all just because I met Dan at a mastermind. And then lots of other opportunities have unfolded since then. I just worked with Dan on another one today. And then Dave also, I met Dave there and he's like, I love this. I love this brand. I want you to help me build a community too of, you know, my people and collaborate and the network that he had and his clients. And so I got to help him build something from the ground up. And now I'm in Florida getting to travel and do great things and meet people. And yeah, I got to go to a great mastermind in Nashville with incredible people last week and new opportunities. And like I said, I went back down both of those rabbit holes because, as you know, and I alluded to at the beginning of the show, like my life has taken a completely different direction in the last 5 months because I was open to new connections and the relationships that I built at one event led to more relationships and more relationships and more relationships because I showed up in person. So now I'll flip it back on you. We went to the power of how I met some people. But yeah, tell me about like connections or conversations or things that happened that then have been influential to you of meeting people. And
well, being at the mastermind and being able to meet Dan and talk to Dan, he's brilliant. Dan, you know, he owns so many businesses. He's got his hands in so many things. And then you see, like, if you follow Dan on social media, he's also got that personal family life where he's involved in his kids. And he goes and, you know, does ice fishing and he's a family man outside of running multi-million dollar businesses. And then to learn from Dan about, you know, the stages of purgatory and to learn from guys like Dave Kaminsky, how the SEO world and, you know, and the knowledge that they brought to that event, just to that event. I never would have been able to hear that or to gain any of that knowledge without investing in myself and going. And to be able to hear them talk about things that actually affected me and to be part of it. And not the mastermind, it wasn't huge. It wasn't like thousands of people. It was a small, intimate group. Mm-hmm. And you were able to ask questions and to be more involved personally and to learn so much more. The connections that I've made just from those two masterminds have been phenomenal for me, not only for me, but for our business. I have taken everything I've learned at those masterminds and applied them to my business. Everything from Van Deeb, you know, what I learned from Van Diebe about how you treat people and how you treat your employees. And then you get to the business aspect of from Dan and from Dave and from James and all the knowledge that they have, like I would never have been able to get that kind of knowledge unless I would have gone. I never would have learned it from a YouTube video or from, you know, from following someone on Facebook and just watching, you know, what they do. So to be able to go and get the connections from that event alone, you know, like guys like David Osborne, you know, just to be able to talk to him and see where he's at in his business and to learn from him and to learn from all the guys in that Facebook group. And it's amazing to me to have those connections. And then I never thought in a million years that the girl that wrote the book, The Courageous Mind, I would tell her to be courageous. And I never would have thought, you know, knowing you at the last event and the other event, I never would have guessed you'd be where you are today. So I'm proud of you. I wanted to tell you that while I was
there. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I love how you phrased it. I read The Courageous Mind and then you encouraged me to be. Sometimes we always need that extra step, and there are all kinds of seasons of like yanking to the next level. You know, I talked about in the introduction of the book, like James yanked me out of one place into writing the book, into starting a new business. And at different times we're like, need yanked back up, you know, yanked back to the next level, encouraged to do the next thing and to get more uncomfortable again. And sometimes I think that's a great point. Sometimes we think we're uncomfortable. We think we're on a path of growth, but it really takes that, that yanking. So thank you. And that's the importance of community too, right? You have to be in a place with people. You have to develop relationships with people that are safe to, that you can call people out like that, you know, that you felt safe saying, Angela, let's go. And that it made a difference, that I felt safe and good listening from that. And we just talked about that on Dan's show. And we keep saying Dan's show. Dan's show is an hour and a half earlier than mine on Turf Step Radio and how I got introduced to this space. And it is a fun, as he said, a like sports talk radio, but for business. So it's lots of fun. And we talked about two people on there that I've gotten to know because of that show, but kind of barely knew it all, but it's a safe community. And they have reached out and given me, you know, just different aspects of feedback. Like, hey, why don't you go in this direction? Why don't you do this? Here's something that you can improve. Here's something that you can grow on. And I so value people like that in my life and people like that in community that don't just sit back and absorb. But it took some courage for you. And that's what I said on Dan's show. It took courage of these two people to like call me out on some things and say, hey, you could do better here.
Yeah.
And so that takes courage too. And I appreciate it. Oh, look at David keeps chiming in. We're so glad you're here. I'm going to have, I said, a collaborative event where I'm just orchestrating what it's going to look like with a bunch of people from the community and doing stuff. So we can't wait to have you on too, David. What else do I want to ask you? I love storytelling. So are there any like funny business stories or business stories of any sort that you want to tell? And then I can ask some more questions about your life too to wrap up.
Well, that's tough. I encounter customers all the time. And I have a customer who, she is 96 years old, still lives alone. She is one of the toughest women I know. And my crew, some days they like her, some days they don't. But she's one of those people that she will call you out if you're not doing it the way that she wants it done. And the next week you go to her property, she invites you in for cookies and coffee and, you know, and she's one of those people that she's been a longtime customer of ours, and getting to know her, I could go to the property and it probably takes us 30 to 45 minutes to mow her property. And then you spend another hour inside talking to Colette. She's one of those people. Mm. She has a ton of stories, and her stories are like, she was one of the only women in the area that like, she was like the Annie Oakley of our area back in her day, right? Like, it's funny to hear these stories. And so I gained a lot from her because she actually ran three businesses and raised a family. Wow. She ran a catering business. She was the head cook at our local school. And she also ran she was the head cook at a camp for mentally handicapped kids. It's called Camp Courage in our area. And so to hear her stories, how she raised a family, ran three businesses, it is amazing. But it was a different time for her. But she has some crazy stories. Like, one day I showed up on her property and I heard gunshots. And I'm like, well, this is really weird. Why are people shooting around here? It's not even hunting time. And so I went into the garage, and here she's at the back door with a .22 rifle, sitting on her walker, shooting mice in her yard with a scope. She was probably 92, 93 at the time. It was amazing to me that she's sitting in her backyard, and all I had to say was, could you just not shoot while we're here to mow? That'd be great.
Could you just not shoot while we're here?
Yes. Can you just put the gun away while we're here? That'd be great. But to hear her, like, 92 years old, sitting in your walker, shooting mice at probably 50 to 60 yards away. I can't do that now at 48. I don't know how she does it at 92. But to hear that story, like, that's how we got on the story of how did you get so good that you can shoot a mouse at 60 yards? Like, yeah. I couldn't even see it, much less shoot it. And then that got into the story of, you know, how she used to, like, she was one of the best hunters in the area. You got to connect with your customers like that. And it's people like that, and she makes you vulnerable, right? She'll draw things out of you. And to be vulnerable with a customer is a weird feeling. But yeah, she's a great individual.
Some people,
that's one of my funniest stories. Yeah. That's one of my funniest stories, though, is I had to tell her not to shoot mice while we were there.
Can you please not shoot the mice while we are here?
Yeah. If you could not, I mean, in rabbits, she just didn't like rabbits and didn't like mice. The mice chewed her grass, and she loves her grass.
She was just going to do what she wanted to do.
Absolutely. No care in the world. And she still drives, 96 years old. I just saw her 2 weeks ago at a McDonald's in town. And she goes there every Tuesday morning for coffee.
Wow.
I'm not saying she can drive that well. I'm just saying she drives. I've never seen her drive, but I know.
Oh,
I've seen her
drive. I love it. Well, we are wrapping up here, you know, since I couldn't get the commercial started.
That time goes so fast.
I know. Doesn't it go so fast? Oh, goodness. So I have just loved having you on here. Are there any parting wisdom? Parting, we've discussed a lot and dispensed a lot of wisdom here, I think, and a lot of fun. But any last thoughts that you want to share with people on Turfs Up, business owners, people in the community?
I just want to thank you for having me on. I have some big news coming down the pipeline for us as well. I am starting my own podcast called the Minnesota Lawn Talk Podcast. Completely infant, but it's my way of sharing some of the experience that I have with the community. So we're going to have like a lot of guests on from Minnesota, but not only just Minnesota, like, you know, to have people like James Mansky and stuff like that on in the green industry, and to just be able to share with more people, with our listeners, the knowledge that I've gained from James and from you and from Dave Kaminsky and Dan Plata. And, you know, it's one way that I can give back, and I love talking to people. So it's going to be a good thing for us.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yay. Well, yeah. We will be sure and promote that and post the links and make sure that you post the links in the Facebook group as well, and we'll promote away. And I'm super excited for that. And you stepping out, that's a big act of courage as well. So yay, what a way to end the show with some excitement and sharing messages. So
it's awesome. I'm excited. I can't wait to get going.
I love it. I'm excited to celebrate you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on, Edward. It is a privilege. I was like, I'm going to have you on, and then figuring it out and you jumping in on with me. I so appreciate it. And I appreciate you being part of community and being in that with you and you being in my life. And I know there is so much yet to come. The best is yet to come. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're tuning in live on Turfs Up Radio or in the Facebook group, or you're listening, thank you for being part of this and sharing the message of courage. And like we talked about, this episode was a lot about community and the benefits of that, the benefits of relationships and connection. And those all start and happen in community. So make sure you reach out to us or check the show notes and be a part of a community. And one of the ones that we mentioned for Green Industries specifically, that James Mansky's Tuesday Live, All Business Owners Collaborate Live. And you can be a part of as many communities as you want to, and go to as many events and invest in yourself in as many ways as you can. So thanks again for tuning in. And how are you going to step outside of your comfort zone and do something big this week? Thanks again, Edward. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Angela.